Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bustin' Loose Baseball, hosted by Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer, gives you in-depth analytics and interviews on everything baseball in the nation's capital. Now, here's your host, Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer.
What about, I mentioned Strasburg and thoracic outlet. The big question was, is Strasburg going to show up at spring training? The deadline is come and gone. Thus far, no Strasburg.
So this is what it was interesting. I had Mark Zuckerman on, and we were talking about this on 106.7 The Fan this past week. And this is what I thought was maybe the most interesting part of this. And it really has nothing to do with the contract details, nothing of that. The Nationals... I don't know if we're giving them enough credit for like a savage move here or not, are holding a celebration for winning the World Series 5 years ago against the Houston Astros in the middle to end of April, April 19th through April 21st. And so they're going to bring back a lot of guys from that World Series team that have retired, right? Maybe a Howie Kendrick's going to be there. Maybe, you know, Anibal Sanchez, like those sorts of guys are going to be there. Obviously, Steven Strasburg would be there as the World Series MVP and be honored and be thrilled to be there. Is he going to be there, though? Because how can he with everything that's going on? And that's the real shame of this situation. I don't really care which side you're on. I don't really care how they settle it, because, frankly, that's above my pay grade. But as a fan of this team, it would be a real shame if they hold a ceremony over that weekend to commemorate the 29 team that we all know and love, and the World Series MVP, Steven Strasburg, isn't in attendance because of some stupid contract dispute that really is petty and useless because he's never going to pitch again regardless. So I don't know what the exact way to solve all this is. I don't know if it's on the Lerner side. I don't know if it's on Strasburg's side. And frankly, I don't really care because it needs to be fixed because this is a Nationals legend. And at this point, his name's kind of being dragged through the dirt, whether it's, you know, by his own fault or whoever's. It's just a shame that we're going through this saga when hopefully it can be solved by then. And if it's not, it's just going to be a glaring disappointing part of that weekend, right? I mean, that's going to be a fun celebration to remember 2019, especially with the team that we've watched this last couple of years that hasn't been that same level. So seeing some of those guys and remembering the good times of Nationals baseball in 2019 is just going to feel like it's missing something if Strauss isn't able to be a part of that. So hopefully they can fix this, because I just don't want to have a saga where it blemishes his legacy just because it goes on for a year or 2 years or something like that. Like, if we were to get past this right now and this were all to be settled, Grant, I think we could throw this as water under the bridge, where it's just an awkward, you know, 6 months or so, awkward 7 months or so. And, you know, in 5 years, we'll be like, oh, yeah, that's right. He had that little contract dispute at the end of his career and we'll forget about it. But if this is something that continues to drag on, I think it's a real shame for Strauss and for the Nationals, because this is a legend that should be able to enjoy his time in the sun before he, you know, he's not a public guy. So it's not like we're going to see Strauss all the time once he officially retires. So, I mean, heck, we might not see Strauss a whole lot more, but we're not going to get that last chance, it feels like, with the way things are going right now.
So everything you just said is right. I guess the only thing I would add is, Or the only thing I would double down on is I need to be at a place where when it's time to honor Steven Strasburg and really more importantly, the 2019 World Series champions that he was the MVP of, he needs to be there. He needs to be happy to be there. He needs to just have a good enough relationship with the team to make sure that he's comfortable. And if that's not the case, then they need to work on this relationship every single day until it is, period. He's never going to pitch again. He doesn't need to. I don't need him at spring training helping Cole Henry, right? What I need him to be able to do is to come back without animus. And right now, it seems like that's not where we're at, and they need to get there. It's as much Strauss or Boris's job, I guess, as anybody's, but the team owes it to the fans to make sure that this guy doesn't hate their guts enough that he's willing to show up. And I'm not suggesting that they're evil or they were wrong. I don't really care how we got here. It's like, you know, my mom saying, I don't care who's wrong. You both go to your rooms, right? Like, figure this out. Because as fans, we need those two to be together.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Yeah, and I feel like it's amplified, too, because you see Sean Doolittle joining the coaching staff, and he's a part of things. And obviously, we're not going to have Steven Strasburg join the coaching staff. That's not what I'm saying here. But even you see Zim down in spring training just for a couple of days. And, you know, two guys that were a part of that team that are Nationals legends forever are around the organization. And it's fun to see those sorts of things and hear those conversations, and nice to have those guys influencing them. And I'm not saying that Strauss has to be around all these guys. But like you said, a World Series celebration isn't complete if Steven Strasburg isn't there, because he was the World Series MVP. They don't win that World Series without Steven Strasburg being as great as he was during that postseason run. And so, frankly, like you said, and I think you nailed it right there, like, it doesn't really matter which side is wrong. Both sides are wrong in the end. Get it fixed by any means necessary. And it's not necessarily who's got to figure it out and who's got to concede. I don't really care about any of that stuff. We as fans, because I think we can consider ourselves in that sort of boat there, we cheer for the Nationals as well, but we as fans want to see Steven Strasburg a part of that wonderful weekend that's going to be fun to watch with the Astros back in town and celebrating that team. And it's going to feel like it's missing a major piece if Steven Strasburg isn't able to be a part of it. So don't screw the fans that are showing up for that celebration and you're showing all the highlights from 2019. What are you going to do, leave Strauss out of it? you can't leave Strauss out of a highlight montage of that 2019 World Series. So he's a major part of it. Hopefully he can be there. Hopefully they can get this thing fixed, because honestly, a lot of the other stuff around the organization, I think, is on the up and up. And I want to get your brief thoughts on this here, Grant, as we wrap up episode 97. So I brought this up on 106.7 The Fan the other day, because I think some fans were a little bit frustrated. So ESPN put out a ranking of farm systems, and the Nationals were still ranked 16th. And I think some people were still frustrated by the fact that the Nationals are in the bottom half of the league in that. And I think the thing that I would give Nationals fans some hope for is this farm system was down in the depths. The fact that they're at 16th is an encouragement and a step forward. And you saw that step forward last year, like we talked about all throughout the year. You know, if you were to go through and say who had an encouraging season last season in the minor leagues versus who had a disappointing season, I think you can find a couple disappointments. You talked about Robert Hassel. You could talk about Elijah Green. You can maybe find some other guys as well. But there's more Dalen Lyles. There's more Trey Lipscombs. And then even in the draft, obviously hitting on Dylan Cruz is nice, but seeing Yo-Yo do what he did, Andrew Pinckney, we'll see with Segura. But I think you're starting to see it go in the right direction. So don't be miffed at the idea that they're still ranked in the bottom half of the league. They've really only had one, maybe 2 years going in the right direction, it feels like, you know, just on their own, not from trading people, but seeing guys really take that next step in development and drafting the right guys. So I think that they're at least heading in the right direction. They just got to keep building off of that.
Yeah, last year was super encouraging. You know, one of the issues I had with last year is a couple of guys, it seemed like, took steps back. You know, whether it was Hassel or Harleen Susana that they got in the deal, it was certainly not a step back in any way for my guy James Wood, but obviously the strikeouts creeping up a little bit, so there's some question there. So you just want to make sure that you feel like, as a fan, that you feel like they're developing well, right? Like, it seems like Hassel was one thing when they got him, and he was less by the end of the year. And you could say the same in some cases, I guess, about Susana. But to your point, they've done a really good job with some other players. You know, I was not huge on, I love the ceiling of Elijah Green, but I just didn't like the swing and miss anyway, and trust that it was going to work out. So I don't view that as like, you know, he hasn't gotten the right instruction. I hope that it does work. But like, Dalen Lyles is a huge success story for them. The way Yoani Morales played last year after he was drafted was a big deal for them. I thought, you mentioned Pinckney, for the 23-year-old who got to Double-A and played his butt off out of the SEC. Like, there were a lot of guys like that. You go back before that to Jeremy De La Rosa a year ago, or TJ White at Fredericksburg, who looked really good as a young guy. You highlighted Lipscomb many, many times on the show. Like, there are plenty of that tier of prospect that I'm pumped about. We won't see Jake Bennett this year, who pitched really well. Looks like they might have unearthed a gem there. He obviously, we had the story here on BLB at one point that he's having Tommy John surgery. I want to see Travis Sakura this year. I think he could be a household name from a power right-handed pitching standpoint and prospect. DJ Hurst kicked butt. You know, he was awesome after the trade last year. We didn't mention him, but already this spring, he looked really good as well. That guy struck out 130 batters in less than 100 innings last year and had a sub-200 average against for the third straight year in the minor leagues. I don't know if he's a starter or not. He hasn't really thrown enough strikes for me to feel great about that. But if he is a starter, like a five and dive guy, he could be nasty. So, yeah, the system has gotten a lot better in a short time. The Soto deal, the biggest reason why. Some of the other sales that they've made as well. But I'm fired up, man. I'm ready. And I just it's an exciting time to be a Nats fan. And for you and I, selfishly, it's a hell of a time to get ready to go down to West Palm and put eyeballs on all these guys.
Yeah, and as you mentioned there, GP, the next episode you hear from us on Bustin' Loose Baseball, we'll be down in West Palm Beach, so make sure you keep it tuned right here. We'll try to get you as much good content as possible, some interviews and all that stuff down in West Palm Beach. So appreciate you guys for listening in. For Grant Paulson, I'm Toby Altizer. This has been Bustin' Loose Baseball, episode 97. Episodes 98, maybe 99, maybe even 100 are going to be down in West Palm Beach, so we're excited about that. Appreciate you guys listening in. We'll be right back with you another time later this week, talking Nats baseball and spring training down in beautiful, sunny West Palm Beach.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.